you believe the Bible? I mean, do you? I could get at least a few nods of heads, maybe, but it does help. I mean, do we believe it? I mean, was the world made in 7 days? I mean, do we believe that? What about Noah and the ark? All the animals, two by two. The ship would be twice the size of Bristol, you know? Great bit of engineering, but I don't think they could make that about 3,500 years ago. So, do you believe the Bible? Well, okay. Let's just make it easier. Let's forget the Old Testament, shall we? And all its nice stories. Let's go to the New. Do you believe the New Testament, then? You don't seem too sure about that either, really. It's one of those days. Okay, fine. So, I'm not sure you believe the New Testament either. Let me explain. There's a lovely little passage there. Jesus says, you know, people will challenge you and ask you things. And don't worry about what you say, because I'll give you the eloquence. Give them the answers. Come on, you don't believe that, do you? I mean, do you walk around Broadmead saying, I'm a Catholic, come and talk to me. I don't do that, so I don't suspect many of you do, but, you know, we're afraid of talking about our faith because we feel we don't know enough. And, of course, we keep that other great secret hidden from most people. You know the one? You must know it. To get into heaven, when you get to the pearly gates, St. Peter says, just sit down here for a moment and just do this examination first of all, will you? And he asks you all these difficult questions. We're all good Catholics, we're good Christians, we know the Bible. So, you know, the first question, how many apostles were there? 13 is the answer, of course, as you know, because St. Paul says he's an apostle. All right, so you've got the first answer right, you're feeling confident. Name them. Peter. Paul, because he said he was one. Judas. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Except Mark and Luke weren't apostles. They were just writers of Gospels. So I'm down to 5 now. I've got to find another 7 before I can get in. I really better start praying at this stage. You see, we think that somehow to get into heaven is about head knowledge. And it isn't. It's about heart. That's what God is interested in. He's interested in our hearts, not our heads. And that's the clue to this whole gospel today, about how to deal with things. It's to speak not from the head, but from the heart. And when you do, you speak with an eloquence and an authority, because it's an experience. I mean, I'm not an expert on childbirth, okay? But there are quite a few people here who are. And when they talk to you about what their experience was like, they tell you from the heart what it was all about, you know? They speak with an eloquence. Talk to an old married couple that are celebrating, let's say, their 50 years of marriage, you know, and speak about their relationship. Well, they might tell you about the arguments they've had, they most probably will, but they'll talk right from the heart about what it's meant to them, what it means to them, you know. They won't talk to you about boring things, they'll talk real important things. Relationship, love, the joy and the challenge of bringing up a family. All those sorts of things which are so important. And so they talk with an eloquence and a power. Because you will never convince someone about the truth of the Bible by trying to talk facts and figures. Yes, it was exactly 5,000 people that Jesus fed with the 5 loaves and 2 fish. It wasn't 4,963, and it wasn't 6,100. It was fine. No. He had a large crowd, and he fed them. That's what it's about. The numbers aren't important. The exact numbers not important. And we don't need to know who ate what and how much. That's not. 12 baskets left over. Okay, what happened to them? Where did they go? Come on, tell me the rest. It's not about that. It's about the experience they had of meeting Jesus. They went away and spread that news. They told people what had happened. But more importantly, they didn't just talk about the bread and the fish. They spoke about Jesus changing their lives. They didn't give a lecture in theology, but they shared their joy at what they'd seen and heard. And by doing that, others came to listen to Jesus as well. That's what we're called to do, to share our experiences of God. Because they're all different. Because God doesn't treat us all the same. He treats us as unique individuals. Our story is our story. The person sitting next to you's story is different to yours. Their experience is different to yours. But the common thread is that we recognize we are known and loved by Jesus. And that's what we're called to proclaim. To give our hearts to Him. To give our lives to Him. And also, we remember on a Remembrance Sunday those who gave their lives for you and me. Those who, in the past, did things. My father told me this story once, and only once. How as an 18-year-old young man, when his ship was torpedoed in the Mediterranean, he was down in an engine room. A 40-year-old stoker was the chief stoker down there. And as the ship was going down, he picked up a great big metal mallet and said, "The young men on this ship, get off here first. Anyone who tries to stop them, I will stop them." And he crawled through this man's legs and up. He spent almost 12 hours in the water, was reported missing in action. But the bravery of that man on that occasion is why I stand before you as a priest today. Love and relationship is far more important than anything up here. Logic doesn't stretch out its hands and say, "Father, forgive them." But love always does.